Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus. This half of the show, we do the news and a early nominee for Rant of the Year when Ace Man goes off on lunch debt. First, JB Weld, big or small repairs, home or garage, ordinary household glue. Well, it's ordinary. It's not going to do. It's got the word ordinary in it. You need strong. You need a better choice. You need JB Weld. We're proud to have JB Weld Epoxy Adhesive as one of our sponsors. We use it at home. We use it in the garage. We use it here in the studio. Keep JB Weld in your toolbox, kitchen drawer, a craft room. These guys have been around for 50 years. They've been making it in the USA for all 50 years. And they're so much more than the metal repair, because that's what they used to do. JB Weld is what we'd use to fix a hole in the muffler back in the day. Now they're doing all kinds of epoxies and all kinds of crazy glues and all kinds of polyurethane stuff. Just get the good stuff. Metal, wood, plastic, and more. Don't glue it. JB Weld it. You can get it at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Napa, Walmart. It's all over the place. O'Reilly, it is JB Weld.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Carolla Drinks fans, it's me, Lynette. I just want to take a second and thank you all for the support that you've given to us for Adam's Monthly Nut. We are about to sell out of this month's subscription, so hurry to CarollaDrinks.com to sign up for yours. If you do miss out, remember you can get any of these incredible products directly through their websites. You can get Vinny's Ultra Hydrating Salt at PureVitaminClub.com to cure that brutal hangover without the cheeseburger that makes your ass fat. You can also get Country Archer's grass-fed beef and antibiotic-free turkey jerky at countryarcher.com. Be sure to use the promo code Carolla10, that's Carolla10, to get 10% off. And thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. Your monthly nut sacks are going in the mail now. Later, Hosen.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
So we've been talking about the Dominican Republic and their issues with some possibly tainted alcohol. Well, now It's in Costa Rica. They've issued a national alert about tainted alcohol after 19 people were confirmed to have died over the past few weeks from methanol 19? Poisoning. Yes. Methanol. I believe that's kind of what we talked about. Basically, antifreeze.
Yeah.
Stuff that's added to the alcohol to make it more potent. And it's cheaper and it boosts potency and it also kills people sometimes. The government says...
Do you think they're adding it to make it more potent, or do you think they are... more likely recycling the empty bottles and mixing the whatever the ethanol or that's, whatever that is
oh,
with
yeah,
like
that's a great question. Yeah.
Well, they can't be just making it more.
Yeah, they're making some evil cocktail in the empty bottle to then reuse it and sell it at a massive profit.
Well, I think there's two ways you could do this, I guess, if you were on the grift. Mm. You could have a bottle of Bacardi rum. Mm. You could go halfway into the bottle of Bacardi rum and then refill it with water and ethanol shake it up and give it some doubling. You could get, time and a half use out of your Bacardi rum, or you could just go full ethanol and water. And is it the same kind of ethanol that they make out of corn, like to put in the gas tank of trucks in Iowa?
No, I know nothing about this, but this is methanol. Is there a difference?
Oh, it's methanol.
Yeah, I messed that up.
Ethanol.
Yeah, I screwed up.
Oh, okay.
So this is antifreeze and found in solvents and things.
Is it antifreeze?
I think methanol is in antifreeze.
According to CBS News.
It's probably... but amounts of it are in antifreeze. But antifreeze kills pets.
Yeah, bread and gym mats have the same ingredient component.
But they can't just be using what is in, like, the main component of antifreeze. Like, at some point, people have to pass it off. People can't start vomiting the second they take a sip.
I'm guessing just because the names methanol and ethanol are probably the same family of, neutral.
Phenols.
Yeah. So it's a clear alcohol, and they're mixing it with water or color or whatever, and they're passing it off because when people are drunk, and as we found out, most people who say they like Kettle One and know the difference between Grey Goose Kettle One,
that's
they don't.
We're doing a tequila taste test here apparently this week.
Coming up.
Yeah. The Ministry of Health said information on the deaths is preliminary. Investigation is going on. That's really all the details they're willing to give out, except that the age range of people who have died is from 32 to 72.
I was getting back to the countries with the grift. Mm. You know what I mean? The ones that just will never miss an opportunity to make a buck.
Get one over.
And also, no thoughts about who's ingesting this stuff.
This makes me sad because I've only been to Costa Rica once, but it's so pleasant. People are so nice and laid back. I don't think of Costa Rica this way. This sucks.
Well, listen. The only good news is now I can introduce my traveling with your own booze act in front of Congress, which is
important.
Go down to the fucking Vendome in the U.S. of A., and I load up on booze.
Go to Circus Liquor.
And I get my steamer trunk, and I bring it with me on vacation.
How else are you going to stay alive?
Yeah.
Playing it safe.
You all call me an alcoholic, sad degenerate. Who's laughing now?
That's right.
The one who's still breathing.
If you guys could see through this lampshade, you'd see a shit-eating grin on this man's face now.
You're just going to have to take my word for it.
That's right. Yes.
So it's been very, very hot.
Were people rioting in the streets of Puerto Rico, too? Is that something
else? Well, that's a different place, but
yeah. Oh, where do we have? The Dominican Republic?
This is Costa Rica we're talking about.
Costa Rica.
But yeah, because they want, was it the mayor? They want the mayor out because of some horrible emails he sent. Everybody's pissed about it.
Horrible emails.
And a little off color.
Remember when horrible emails get you thrown out of office?
Wow. It's too bad we don't have historical horrible emails. I feel like there'd be some Richard Nixon doozies.
Oh, yeah.
But there'd be some good surprises. There'd be Kennedy, Martin Luther King. Like we could find some really good stuff
back then.
With stuff they called each other, stuff they called people from distant lands.
It's a term of endearment.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let me hit TrueCar. Every car has stories. How do you put a price on that story? Well, you do it with TrueCar. That's right, TrueCar. Find out what your car is worth when it's time to buy, sell, or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar, enter your plate number and your car's details, pop on up. Then you answer a few quick and easy questions. Once you're finished, you get a true cash offer sent to you in minutes, which you can take to your local certified dealer to cash out, or you can trade it in. So when you're ready for a better way to sell or buy a car, you go to TrueCar. If you want to drive your car into TrueCar and Uber home with a check in your pocket, then you go to TrueCar. If you want to drive your car in, trade it in on a new car, you go to TrueCar. And if you want a new car and you want to trade your car in, you go to TrueCar. True cash offer, not available in all areas. All right, Gina, sorry.
Very, very hot lately all across much of the country, and so hot the past few days that police in Braintree, Massachusetts are begging criminals to hold off on all their bad stuff and their illegal activity for a couple days until the heat index comes down, because right now it's about 115 heat index. CNN reports that the Braintree Police Department asked the community
to... Let me tell you about cops these days. I would say that if you took the average cop, like when they were talking about patrol guys in like the 50s and the 60s, and you see any of those shows, any movies, any TV shows, like policemen get out of the car or whatever, those guys are about 150 pounds soaking wet. Like they were clean shaven, add a little weight for pomade in the hair, short sleeve, you know, those guys... Fully dressed. Like, you know, when you talk about cars, you go, how much does the car weigh? Well, fully dry, or like with all the fluids and the driver and everybody in it, how much does, you know, the driver, the fluids, the gas, everything. Cops, all fluids, driver, weight. Back then, it was 157 pounds. Now, A, these guys are huge. Like, when you see these cops, these guys are big dudes.
That dude is yoked.
They got a huge mustache, sometimes big beard. They they're wearing the flak jackets now.
Yes,
they're flaked up. They're wearing, then they're carrying all the ancillary pepper sprays and the non-lethal options and the rubber bullets and stuff. The big boots with the steel shanks. Up. These guys get out of their car. They're 267 pounds. I mean, there's just a big mound of bulletproof cop material moving your way.
Yeah.
It's got to be hot.
Oh, 50 pounds of that's non-human. And like you said, all the stuff they're
wearing. Right, and they're all blacked out now, too. And it's just got to be hot out there.
They are falling on your mercy right now.
That's right.
They said on the on their Facebook post on Friday, quote, it is straight up hot as soccer balls out there. And people really like that. They shared it over 100,000 times. The message is signed the Popo. And they are asking for everyone to just kind of chill out until the heat wave breaks.
And then it's back to business as usual.
I don't think I like cool cops.
The Popo.
I don't like cool cops.
I don't either. I don't like the let's make friends with the gangbangers. I don't like I don't
but
like
it is,
any
bro.
Of that. Yeah.
Get that drop. So the AP reports that Oregon will now allow students to take mental health days just like they would take sick days. This is expanding the reasons for excused school absences to include mental or behavioral health under a new law that experts say is one of a kind in the U.S. The students behind
the measure. Do you guys remember all the days you went to school or went to your job after a bad breakup or after an argument or
not getting
after,
cast in Annie?
Or what, Now you're living on my side of the street, sister. And you just sort of, that sort of feeling of just kind of white knuckling it, like, I got to go in. No. Like, I remember.
Not Brian Bishop.
Had to keep going.
I could remember, like, my girlfriend dumping me, and I was working in Simi Valley in some custom house and some avocado orchard. I just had to go there alone and do a bunch of garage stuff. And I was like, I wanted to cry. Like, I just wanted to sit and cry. But it's like, I had to go to work. And it built a little character. Like, you got some calluses. Like, you went, like, look, you have to compartmentalize. Yes, you feel horrible about this, that, and the other personally situation. On the other hand, your boss doesn't give a shit. And it's Monday. And you got to go to work.
You don't want to be there. But you got to go.
Right. And you got used to that feeling of, like, I don't want to do this, but... I'm compelled to do it because I said I would do it, and I shall do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much of this is part of it or just a coincidence, but suicide is Oregon's second leading cause of death among 10-year-olds to 34-year-olds, so they might want to do something about it.
Well, assisted suicide is legal there. No wonder it's the second leading cause of death.
According to data from State Health Authority.
Also, you know, we always talk about school shootings, and people go, why are there more school shootings? And I go, because there's more school shootings.
Because
people understand you can do this.
That's
it was not on the menu when I was a kid. It was not a possibility. Now it is a possibility. I would say almost everything works that way from 360 slam dunks in the NBA. You see somebody do it and you go, oh, I could do that now. And then you see them.
Mirroring, yeah.
I think it's that way with suicide. I think almost anything. I mean, look no further than people that are transitioning. Mm-hmm. If you get 5 or 6 parents in a room at a party now in L.A. and they have 13-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 11-year-olds, one of those couples will say that their son or daughter is transitioning. That is mathematically impossible to have had that conversation when I was a kid. It was no such thing as anybody. There was nobody.
Transitioning into juvie? What are they transitioning
to? That's right. Yeah, into boarding school. Yeah. Right. So there's an element of because it is. Right. Now, you can say, well, maybe there was just a lot of people that wanted to transition and now it's okay to transition. But then does that work with school shootings or does that work with suicide or does that work with everything that there's now a bunch more of? I think we're much more malleable than we think, and kids and adults, they just sort of see things and they go, good and bad, and they just go, I could do that. I mean, you see a commercial for pizza and you go, I want pizza.
Yeah.
You see a commercial about going on vacation in Maui, and you go, I like to go on vacation.
We should go to Hawaii.
You start hearing about suicide, you go, I could kill myself. Like, we're kind of wired for that.
Very susceptible.
So I would assume the places that had the most suicide will have the most the next year, too.
And to your point, I mean, like, Brian will probably remember this. Movies like Heathers, late 80s, early 90s, there had to, you know, that reflection of the time, that was all about teen suicide, and there was this epidemic of kids doing that. Well, guess what? Now it's active shooters. You know, it was this, and now it's this.
Yeah, teen angst takes on many forms
throughout
them. Yeah.
Yeah. Decades. My feeling is telling them to stay home because they don't feel good emotionally is not a fix for their problem. And I think everyone just needs a kick in the ass. Look, Dr. Drew's a goddamn medical physician. He's a medical physician. He was having a full-blown panic attack. And I kicked him in the ass. And I said, get the fuck out of this dressing room. Get up on stage. We're starting this show now. And it snapped him out of it. He's not
like
one of my
Milan.
Mom's Dumbo friends who has chronic fatigue or Epstein-Barr. Or, you know, after her horse Kimba died several years ago, has never been the same. This is Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew was breathing into a bag having a panic attack, and I jump-started his ass. It worked.
So you mean all the times we did all those live shows when I first started, I should have told you I was having a panic attack so you could slap me?
You should have told me. Kicked you in the ass.
Jesus.
No, I said to him, go out there, walk out on the stage, sit down, I'll do all the talking. You don't have to do shit. Have your panic attack out on stage, but I'm starting the show. And as soon as I started the show, he just began the show, he began.
But he wasn't catatonic. He was involved, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See you guys on the cruise.
I'm saying, people, there is a lot to kicking people in the ass, telling them to keep marching.
Redirect.
And not redirect and not to give in. That sort of thing where it's like the troop is on a 5-mile march and you're falling behind and you're yelling at, you know, you're going, I'm cramping up. You need that drill sergeant to just kick you in the ass and go, get up, get.
Wow.
It's pretty effective. People don't know what's in the tank. Look, I'll give you guys here's an example. Drew's in his dressing room having a panic attack because Jon Favreau was mean to him, right?
The best sentence ever.
It's a true story. He's having a panic attack. Okay. What if during his panic attack there was a terrorist attack? What if somebody kicked in the front door to the studio and you heard gunshots and you had the producers run in and yell, my God, we're under siege. There's a terrorist attack.
Favreau's gone nuts.
Favreau's blocked the emergency exit. He's wedged himself into the emergency exit. We can't use it. Follow me to safety. I run this place. I can get us out the back through the commissary. Do you think Dr. Drew would say, I can't.
No.
I'm having a panic attack.
No.
Or would he spring to his feet, throw his bag on the ground, and run after Scott Stanley or Scott Stone from Stone Stanley run to safety?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's an extreme example, but we know we can interrupt this panic attack, right?
Yeah, some external force.
We will take any panic attack and undo it with a terrorist attack. And if that same person...
That's the worst sales pitch ever.
I was going to say, the yellow pages are calling.
If that same person was complaining about back pain and said, I need to sit down because I can't be up on my feet. Well, we'd undo that with a terrorist attack, wouldn't we?
We sure would.
That person would hop up on their feet and they would run out that back
Sprint.
Door.
Adam Carolla says, more terrorist attacks. Solve all of her problems.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Let's get to moving, America. Whatever that attack is, you're having a migraine, or you're back, or you're not into it emotionally.
You're just down in the dumps.
You're down in the dumps, or you're having a panic attack. Undone with a terrorist attack. Okay, so we have established that there's a scenario where you could get up on your feet and run for safety and forget all about what this is. Okay, now that we know that, let's see if we can bridge that.
Sure.
Now do it on TV with erectile dysfunction.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Answer questions about it. I wasn't implying that Dr. Drew had that.
I can't remember what Favreau said to him. But
yeah, what could he have
something
said?
Something about AIDS or something?
There was a whole time.
You have AIDS?
You know how celebrities are kind of narcissistic, and they would come in and they would go, I read an article in Spin magazine that said AIDS and HIV were not connected, and they would just literally tell these stupid stories about some stupid art because there was a lot of smoke and hokum, like a lot of like, is it this? Is it that? And people weren't scientists. They were barely journalists, would then give their cockamamie theory on like how HIV wasn't connected to AIDS or whatever the theory was. And then they would tell Dr. Drew as if they were Thor. Because they're actors, right? So they're like, now I'm playing the actor of an expert. I'm playing the part of an expert.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
Oh, that's
Sorry.
Fun for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of an attack, the owner of a dog is desperately seeking its safe return after it was snatched from her garden by a swooping seagull, according to Yahoo News. And it's just a little chihuahua.
It's a small dog, isn't it?
Gizmo, the chihuahua, was grabbed by the bird from a garden in the UK on Sunday. His owner, Becca, who's 24 years old, is hoping 4-year-old Gizmo will be found alive. The 6-year-old daughter is really upset. Missing her dog, fortunately, did not witness Gizmo being taken away by the seagull, but is looking for his safe return.
If your dog is missing and you didn't witness it being snatched by a seagull.
No, the little one didn't. The daughter didn't.
Oh, okay.
So she won't be traumatized and have to flee a terrorist attack.
I kind of like this stuff.
Yeah.
I hate chihuahuas. I don't love seagulls, but I'm always kind of cool with the nature on nature crime. Mm. Just don't. It's kind of refreshing. I don't like the manufactured crime. I don't mind the earthquakes and the floods and the tornadoes and the sort of, that great white killed the dolphin, and people go, I love dolphins. I go, yeah, but that's just nature on nature. I hate he shot the guy for $20.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff always bums me out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, Max Zapata, can you get up and leave? Oh, I was thinking of an article. I don't know why. Find a picture of this guy, but it's like they'd have articles in Penthouse like Bob Guccione explains HIV versus AIDS, and then some douchebag actor would read it and then spit it back to Dr. Drew, and it would send him into a tailspin. Bob Guccione, man, you find everyone talked a lot about Hefner. Bob Guccione was like Hefner, but he didn't seem like the guy who presided over Jack Rag, and I guess that was kind of it, but Bob Guccione was like shirt undone to the navel.
He was
chain.
Lecherous looking.
Find the right picture of Bob Guccione.
I mean,
look at that picture. That's a porn mag dude. It's a guy who publishes porn mags.
Wow.
I like when the guys wear chains in stages, medallion in the middle, choker up top, medallion down low.
The Bob, Italian horn at the bottom.
You can find pictures of Bob Guccione like from the 60s and the 70s, like pork chop sideburns.
Look at the size of those heels.
Oh, yeah. They love Roman architecture. He's classy.
You seen Caligula, right?
Yeah. Posing with dogs, too. Oh, he's good, too.
Vishlas or whatever.
Is Bob Guccione still alive? He can't be. No.
Died in 2010.
Oh,
he's missed. R.I.P. It's the day that Lech died. Sorry.
Wow.
Bob Guccione.
So Burger King is issuing a challenge at locations around Sweden, and I am dying to know what Christy thinks of this. So maybe we can ask her about it at some point. The burger chain recently introduced the two plant-based meatless sandwiches in its restaurants in Sweden. One's the Rebel Whopper and one's the Rebel Chicken King. And Brian and I have both tried these. So with these new menu items, Burger King says they'll give customers either a meat-based sandwich or a plant-based sandwich, and they won't tell them which is which. It's called the 50-50 menu, and you eventually get to know which one you got, but you have to first scan your sandwich box with the app and make a guess, and it's a whole big deal.
Has anyone tried like the ultimate taco or whatever,
the Beyond Burger?
When you were gone one day, maybe a year or so ago, we hosted the show and we did a side-by-side
the fake burger
and the real burger. Very easy to tell. That said, they've done a good job with those Impossible Burgers. Like, they do taste good.
But you're not going to confuse them.
It was right away. It was like, oh, yeah, obviously
well,
this is that.
Here's my... There's good math and bad math for me. Like, when I see the Taco Bell or Del Taco commercial for the Impossible Taco, I go, of course you can simulate Del Taco beef because that's not beef.
Yeah, it's beefy.
Like, it's easy for you to knock that one off. That's just a bunch of bits of flesh and a bunch of sauce reduced down 1,000 times, made into a slop ladled into a taco shell. So now you couldn't go to Lawry's prime rib. You can't knock that one off. So like you're not, yes, it has the same flavor because it's the same taco flavoring and the same additives and the same thickeners and the same everything. So I go, that one I think you could do. I'm not sure about the patty though. Dawson, you had 8 tacos from Del Taco in one sitting last week. 8?
Yeah, I could have gone 10.
8 hard tacos?
Yeah, they're the value hard tacos. They're 79-cent ones, the small ones.
Beef?
Yes.
Nice.
I don't want to.
You and Sonny, man.
You
and Sonny had a taco off because that boy goes 3 days without eating, and then he eats 8 tacos from Taco Bell. And also, I don't know what's going on, but when I was a kid, like Sonny will pound 4 tacos and they'll go, I want more tacos, and Lynette will do a shoulder roll and jump out of a plate glass window and run to Taco Bell screaming. When I was a kid, if I ate 3 tacos and I said to anybody, I want more Taco Bell, they go, fuck off.
You're lucky you got
fuck
this.
Fuck you. You're lucky you got this. Go fucking wash a van, get 50 cents, and go buy another fucking taco.
If I could make you give me those tacos back you just ate, I would.
Yeah, nobody ever announced, I want more of this, and they went, oh, sorry, Your Highness, and they just run out and go get you more. Could you imagine your parents doubling down on fast food?
Going back? Are you shitting me?
Yeah, that's great. And I do not mean to one-up Dawson or your son, but between midnight Friday night and midnight Sunday night, when we were in Minnesota, Andy ate 18 chili cheese burritos from Taco Bell because you can only get them in Minnesota, apparently. 18.
His funeral's tomorrow.
We've been counting.
Chili cheese.
Chili cheese burritos. They must be a test market there because we don't have those here, and he longs for them. He loves them. Oh, God. Like your Bell Beefer.
I do miss my Bell Beefer.
There's just something that gets stuck in your craw, and he had 18 in, I don't know, less than 48 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's impressive. He runs marathons. He eats like a garbage disposal.
Does he put things on? I have found when it... I learned this lesson years ago when the great Laszlo Gorog, my grandfather, on the rare occasion that he would make a TV dinner, which was rare, because he'd always cook goulash or something. But sometimes he'd just make a TV dinner. And he'd always do like the Mexican enchilada plate, which had the beans and the rice. And then he'd take the enchilada and he'd kind of dress it up. He'd put a little extra cheese on it. He'd dice up a tomato and an onion. He'd spread it over the top. I have found that if you do the Taco Bell bean burrito and you add the tomato and you add some extra cheese and you add the onion, you can fill it out. You
it
can
kind of
you can dress it out to be a little more than it was.
Yeah.
Does Andy dress it up?
He just says lots and lots of extra El Scorcho sauce and get out of my way.
8 could have gone 10, huh, Dawson? I like that.
I would love for you and Andy to go have lunch, Dawson.
I love that Dawson spiritually, calorically, and financially can hop on a deal. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I pass by the Burger King and they go, get the foot-long chicken sandwich and the foot-long fish sandwich for $1.99, and I keep driving past it going, I wish I could do that. But Dawson, you e-brake and turn in.
Yeah, I love the 2 for $5.
I like that.
And then always, anytime you go to Jack in the Box, you have to get 2 tacos.
Oh, well,
you
yeah.
have to get 4 of them.
Yeah,
right.
You have
yeah.
to.
Mm-hmm. Multiples of 2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hit a bag of cookies for dessert. You do not put weight on, Dawson. God bless you. Yeah.
And we had a lot of hot dish this weekend, too, because we're in Minnesota. You're mm-hmm. familiar with hot dish.
No,
just
it's
basically
hot dish.
What Midwesterners what call casserole.
It's what they do on The View,
right?
Right.
So much hot dish.
All right, what else?
Well, the Wyoming Valley West School District in Pennsylvania sent out hundreds of letters this week warning parents who had lunch debt that things could get really bad really quickly if they don't square up those bills for their kids. The letter, which was reviewed by CNN, told parents that there have been, quote, multiple letters sent home with your child and that no payments have been made. It also said failure to provide children with food could result in parents being sent to dependency court, saying that, quote, if you are taken to dependency court, the result may be your children being removed from your home and placed in foster care.
Good.
About 1,000 letters were sent to parents. They're pissed. They're freaking
Fuck
out.
Fuck you, parents. Yeah. Feed your fucking kids.
Yeah.
Pieces of shit. And listen, Tyler Perry, I know you're listening. Don't fucking swoop in and settle the debt. Do not swoop in and make this right. Let those fucking shitty parents figure this shit out. I had this conversation with young Squire Peter, who is working with me over at the house, and he's heading off to college, or he's transferring to Berkeley, and blah, blah, blah. He's a philosophy major, but he's also like an efficiency, business efficiency major. But anyway, oh, you can hear him on Ace on the House. Anyway, he said, as a guy's getting ready to, he's not of means, he's saving up and has to get ready to go to college, this, that, and the other. He said what I said, which is free college, free. Be careful with free. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean anything anymore. All you do, let me tell you what you do with free. We were just talking about what we do with technology. Mm-hmm. It's like TiVo. TiVo blew my mind for 20 minutes, and then it was like, all right, next.
So
what's next?
Annoying.
And then I went from, I can stop and start shows, I can record shows, this is blowing my mind, and then it went to, I want to watch 2 shows at the same time, and I can only record one, and I can't watch the other, this is bullshit. So free immediately gets filed under, all right, done with that, what's next?
Right.
So when you say free college, free food, free lunches, yeah, free anything, we never stop and marvel. We don't look back and appreciate. We don't go, hey, buddy, that college is free. Somebody worked hard, mm-hmm, paid a lot of taxes so you could go to college. You should be thankful on it. No way. Mm-hmm. Fuck that rich guy. And by the way, I don't even have to attend class because it's free. Mm-hmm. This notion of free is good, these people should get free health care, and they should have free college, and they should have free meals. I'm not signed off on it, not because there's anything wrong with college, meals, or health care. I'm not signed off on the concept of free. You are fucking people up. You tell me if it ever works. These parents have fucking kids. They don't pack lunches. The school, they send them to the school. They rack up a bill, and I'm sure it's $1.29 a week or something worth of shit. And these people are pissed off that they owe the fucking school board $41. Fuck you. That's what happens with free. It ruins people. Do we not know this?
Well, back to technology. You know, it's free. We should all be marveling at on an hourly, if not minute-by-minute basis. Apps. The apps,
right,
on our phone. Way, if you told me Waze existed 12 years ago when I was a kid or whatever, my mind would be blown. And here it's like, it's annoying. It didn't, report this incident or whatever.
I agree. We're not wired to appreciate. When you don't appreciate, it leads to unhappiness. And free is the fastest, easiest way to not appreciate shit. Please, all roads leading to free, like this is some utopia. It isn't. The lottery fucking kills people. Parents need to provide for their children. And by the way, children need to know their parents,
right,
provide. Who fuck wants to grow up and go, how was your childhood? Well, my dad and mom would send me to school and I would eat this institutional slop they prepared. And then at a certain point, we rang up a bill and then they sent it home to my parents. And then my mom got fucking rip shit and went in and started fighting the bills. Like, that's what you want? That's your memory of your fucking parents? Jesus, goddamn Christ. Listen, piece of shit parents. You fucking make your kids breakfast and you make them fucking lunch. And if you can, then fine. Remove them. It's the most basic element of parenting. Look no further than the animal kingdom. If the mama bird can't feed the baby birds, we got to take the birds away.
That's it.
It's weird. It's like, oh, this is outrageous. Just because the parents can't feed the kids, they're going to be removed from the home? I don't know. Name something more basic than that a kid needs. Fuck you. Fuck. Look, I get the fucked up shitty parents. I get that. They're lazy. They're fucking stupid. Politicians, stop fucking preying on those dumbos. Stop it. Stop pretending, oh, I'm on your side. Oh, they've done something. Or you're disadvantaged. Or you come from the wrong side of the tracks. I was having this fucking conversation with someone the other day. Again, look at all these fucking neighborhoods that are trash pieces of shit. I was telling Max Patton. Does it take any fucking money to go out and clean up your own fucking lawn? Does it take any energy to sweep in front of your house? Or to just pick up a fucking... There's a mattress that's rotting on your front lawn. Does it take any money to dispose of that? Put it in a fucking truck and drop it off behind my fucking shop at this alley. Stop making excuses for everybody. Get the fuck to work. Stop it. And politicians, the scary part is they've realized, like, oh, these fucking dumbos, there's an ever-increasing populace of dumb, lazy fucks. And by the way, their vote is every bit as valuable as Adam Carolla's. So they say it out loud. So they go, we got a whole bunch of fucking dumb people, and they're lazy, and they fucked up because they made a lot of bad decisions, and they don't want to internalize. They just want to externalize, and it doesn't feel good to get them to internalize. We don't get votes that way. Good. Let's focus on making them agitated, disgruntled, get their votes, and in the meantime, we'll promise them a bunch of free shit. Good luck. We'll see how that fucking one works out. We'll see how it works. It doesn't. It can't. It shan't, and it won't.
Wow.
Ooh, that was good.
Thank you, fucksticks. Again, the fucking lazy piece of shit, ne'er-do-well fucking parents who don't want to pay for their own kids and do whatever. By the way, I guarantee 3/4 of those fucking lazy pieces of shit have tattoos. Where'd you get the money for the tattoos? Where'd you get the time for the tattoo? What's an average tattoo on your arm? $300? How many fucking hard-boiled eggs and green apples could you buy? How many sacks of beans? How many sacks of rice? What could you buy with that $300 worth of fucking tat you got, you fucking bitches? Fuck you. Take care of your kids, would you please? And people with degrees who are Rhodes Scholars, who went to Ivy League schools, stop feeding them this poison of they can't do it. You know what you're doing. That's the insidious part. The politicians know who these people are. They know what the answer is. They don't want to feed them that because they're not going to get votes. So instead, they're going to fucking poison them. And now you're going to have a generation of not only them, but their fucking kids. Their kids who are pissed off. And by the way, who now grew up in a generation of free shit.
They don't know any better. They don't know anything
entitled
else.
And indignant
fucking
about
idiots.
It.
Stop giving everyone free shit. Tell them to get the fuck to work. I'll make rare exceptions if you're in a wheelchair or something. Although, ironically, none of these people are in a wheelchair, and people in wheelchairs excel and do better. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to do casserole.
That'll be better.
I calm myself down.
Relax.
People are outraged that the fucking school is sending the bill back.
Of course they are. These people, of course they would be outraged.
Well, it's that, look, the money's not infinite, so... If you want the school to pay for your child's bill, then that's going to be less money for computers or counselors or, hey, selfish parents. The school doesn't print money. They have to take those resources and they won't put them toward a field trip now. They'll put it toward your kids' outstanding debt on their lunches. So what do you mean have the school? What is the school? The school's a box where people go to learn. What do you want them to do?
Well,
they're
going
to take resources and divert them to your kid.
Well, that's like saying the government. Well, who do you think's financing the government?
Stop with the free stuff, people. I'm telling you, if you made college free, it'd be the end of college. There'd be no more there's always a small percentage of humans who do the right thing, but everyone else just goes, fuck it, I'm doing the wrong thing. Again, look no further than the airport, everybody. And you tell me if people do the right thing when it comes to traveling with their dogs. They do not. I'll hit the casserole edge stronger under pressure. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure to keep the metal parts from rubbing and robbing and heating up. It's 100% full synthetic. Three times, fool. Stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. Castrol Edge, formulated in ways to exceed the industry's highest standards. Castrol Edge. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Lots and lots of extra El Scorcho sauce, and get out of my way.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Woo, Joe Coy coming in here tomorrow. Love that guy.
He looked like he was sitting, what, second row at the Pacquiao fight? I saw it on Instagram.
Oh,
he
Pacquiao.
Was right there.
At age 40, won that fight, won the decision. So we'll talk to our good friend, Joe Coy. You can go to AdamCarolla.com and find out all about the shows. And check out Meme Gods and When We Went Mad at microventures.com/Adam. Is it Adam.com or... How is that? What is that?
Oh, it's Adam. Sorry, that must have been from another document.
I never said that, but I'm never sure what to read. Anyway, go there and invest and be a producer. Last was Bald Brian.
Featuring Joel McHale.
That'll be November 2nd at the Avalon. The Avalon is a beautiful theater.
Awesome.
Well, we're doing a walkthrough in a couple days.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the guys from the shop.
It is... beautiful Art Deco, and find Against All Odds and bring in some of those clips from that thing, and you will see the inside of that theater. Not Taco Bell material, my stand-up special. You can get on Amazon and Chassis and Apple TV, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and watch all the stand-up for free, youtube.com/AdamCarolla. And take the Podcast One survey at podcastone.study, and until next time. This is Adam Carolla for Gina Grad, Joel McHale, and Bald Brian saying mahalo. I've molested over 6,000 9-year-olds, like, and counting.
Stick around. Today's episode of Good Sports with Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla is coming right up.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here. Adam Carolla over there. Ace, I brought up the Women's Soccer World Cup Championship a couple weeks ago. I brought it up to you yesterday because I wanted to ask you another thing. What strikes your fancy more? Dealer's choice, Ace. Do you want to talk about, because the international scene, you start seeing the flags come out, and then I wanted to see what you think is the greatest flag.
Mm.
Do you like that? Or another aesthetic debate, do you want to get into pro football uniforms? We can kick that to next week because it's more here and now to talk about the flags. If you want to choose, if Old Glory is indeed number one on the big blue marble, or if there's another one that strikes your fancy.
I like, Gary, let's see, any flag, there's like, it's like a Baltic-y kind of,
Are you thinking of the one with the fangs?
Anyone that has a dragon on it, there's,
Wales.
Is that Wales? Does Wales have the dragon on it?
Yep.
That's, from the mouth of a soccer fan. Wales has a dragon. Now, let me tell you this.
A beast.
I'm going to go with Wales, and I'll tell you why. The ones that, like, Swiss ones that just have a cross on it, like, that's what you put on the side of a hospital barge, you know, in, like, World War II. That's sort of saying to everyone, we don't want any trouble. You know what I mean?
Like, it's not a bad message.
Well, what sends a better message to your rowdy neighbors than the dragon?
Yeah, we don't want trouble, and as you can plainly see by our logo, neither do you.
Right. What I've found with the countries that announce they don't want trouble, they find trouble because every once in a while, a Hitler type pops up and he goes, you don't want trouble? All right, I'll bring the trouble to you. Like, you found trouble. That's what bullies do.
Uh-huh.
You tell every time I wanted to get into a street fight, I got into a street fight by explaining to the bully I didn't want trouble.
Is that right?
Yes.
Why so? Why? What do you think the psychology of that is?
If a guy sort of gets in your grill and tells you, if he initiates, I'm going to kick your ass.
Uh-huh.
And you, it's essentially, if a bear comes at you and you run, the bear will come after you harder. There's something, there's an impulse. If you stand up and puff yourself up and make a lot of noise, you might have a chance of stopping the bear.
Interesting.
If a bully comes at you, they're coming at you, and you go, I don't want to fight. I don't think that's a good idea. He sees more weakness, and whatever his ability to encroach, he's now been validated. Like,
you
he
know what's
said,
funny about that?
I think I can kick this guy's ass, so I'm going to get in his face.
Uh-huh.
When you say, I don't want trouble, he now knows he can kick your ass in his mind. Now, he's not a smart guy. So you invite that. And I'll put it to you this way. When Canada says to our country, we don't want any trouble, we don't go, all right, you found it. Like, we're invading. We just go over there and do some productions and drop off some tax dollars. You go to a Middle Eastern country and you're the neighbor of that Middle Eastern country and you go, look, we don't want any trouble. They go, now you're weak. Now we found trouble. So it's a kind of a mentality. Now, we don't have a bully. Canada doesn't have a bully. Mexico doesn't have a bully mentality. But if you find countries who have a bully
mentality. It is an interesting global statement about Israel's posture in the Middle East. You're right about that. Israel is not a delicate flower in dealing with its neighbors either. Right.
Right. The lazy flags are New Zealand,
Canada's.
Australian.
Yeah, that's so right.
They just put a star. I mean, they just take the British Union Jack. They usurp. They basically, Australia and New Zealand are the DJ Khaled of flags. I know it's been said a million times, but they were like, what should we do? Well, let's just get the blue like the United States and the stars like the United States and then the Union Jack. We'll get the English flag and we'll just put a smaller one like on our flag and we'll lay it out.
Australians will be mad, Ace, because you failed to notice. While New Zealand only has the four stars, Australia has a five-sided star.
Can I enter one for consideration?
Or six.
Yes. And by the way, the same aspect ratio as the United States flag. Well, what is smaller, it'll take up the same amount of space on our oblong shape.
Is New Zealand and Australia? I forgive me for being a moron. They're not still considered
colonies
on any level of it. Why would you not then revise your flag once you wash that stink off? What do you want to be? It's a terrible thing to.
Also, you guys get all uppity when somebody says, "Oh." You know, whenever we do this all the time, I go, that guy, Greg Norman's from, he's New Zealand? No, Australia. Everyone gets mad. Like, if you flip-flop it, they're the same place to us. We don't care. You understand? But you guys you guys go nuts if we confuse you two for one another.
Hear us loud, Pacific nations.
But
we don't care.
It would help if you didn't have the same goddamn flag. You're not helping your own case of distinction when you fly the same flag.
That's
right?
A good point.
You can tell us in Mexico apart. We have different flags. You guys don't have different. You have the same flag, essentially. Australia and New Zealand is ostensibly the same flag.
Where's your dignity? You're full nations. You don't have to still have the Union Jack on there. Get rid of that thing.
I agree.
Let's start a movement. In fact, Australia, when they go to the Olympics, they don't wear the red, white, and blue colors of Great Britain. They wear green.
Let me say this. What if you bought a custom van from Pete Ellis Dodge in like 1986, and you found out that Pete Ellis Dodge gouged you. he charged you for a Z coding that he never did. You found that the MSRP on the van was $22,500. He charged you $29,500 for it. He promised you it was 10% under manufacturer. What if all that happened? And then somebody said, it's time to change your license. And as you were putting the license on the back of that van that you got gouged by Pete Ellis Dodge with, you went, oh, let me put the Pete Ellis Dodge license plate frame on around the license. It's exactly what we're talking about.
That is, in fact, the perfect analogy.
No, Dave, I'm saying not analogy. That's what happened.
Right.
Literally. They literally put the Pete Ellis Dodge license plate frame on their gouged nation. Okay? Because that's what happened. I didn't even know what's funny. That's what happened.
Funny. I admire your passion. That's all. By the way, that's what I do. That is why you just explained to me, if I may go back, why I've never been in a fight. My hypothesis is because I'm a weakling, and people must surely be able to smell that. But then when they go like, I'm going to kick you. When they start swearing at me and stuff, I can't help but laugh at it. It amuses me. That the testosterone overflowing amuses me.
Yes,
and
I
so
agree.
When somebody starts doing it, I start to laugh. And then they must take that as like, he's fearless.
Oh.
And they back down because what, you know, in my gut, I'm like, oh, well, this guy obviously would kill me. You know, yeah. If he takes a swing at me, what am I going to do?
That's a kind of Mel Gibson Lethal Weapon kind of move right there.
It's not on purpose. It's just it makes me laugh, but yes.
Gary, you had a last offering in the sad flag or the lazy flag department?
I did. We're dealing mostly with national flags, but I'd like to turn to one of the U.S. state flags. This is 100% real. This is the current flag of the state of Mississippi.
It is blue, white, and red with the...
They like France a little bit more than they like Confederate...
They essentially just took the roof off of the General Lee.
Yep.
And put it on their flag.
We'll do that one next week. We'll do state flags next time.
Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure, everybody. Heat and friction, and breaks down the viscosity of the engine. You can't have that. You need a 100% pure synthetic space age technology used here. 3 times stronger than leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. You need the best. Castrol Edge, it's formulated in ways to exceed the toughest industry standards. That is Castrol Edge, everybody.
If there were a World Cup for making analogies or for making a literal comparison, Adam Carolla would be the reigning champion at least 20 years going now. All right, we'll be back with more good sports for you next week. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, good sports out. Good sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can give us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Corolla Classics, hosted by Chris Loxamana and Superfan Giovanni. It's a podcast everywhere. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts, Mangri events. Adam Carolla is unprepared. Lots of dates coming up. Get it all at adamcarolla.com and stay tuned for AP News.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.